This week in our Your Stock, Our Take segment, we take a question from a listener in Edmonton, Alberta. It is on a company called Mama Mancini's. It is timely because they just reported their second quarter fiscal 2018 financial results. Mama Mancini's, their symbol is MMMB, and it trades on the OTCQX in the U.S. The QX is one of the only areas of the OTC in the U.S. in which we would seriously look at. We see it as more equivalent in terms of disclosures to the TSX Venture, and we've actually recommended a couple of companies on that exchange this year that have performed quite well. Shares are trading around $1. It has a market cap of around 30 million U.S. They are a marketer and distributor of a line of beef meatballs and turkey meatballs, all with sauce. The company's sales have grown consistently and been growing consistently as it expands its distributor channels, which includes a number of major retailers such as Costco, Publix, ShopRite, SuperValu, Shoppers, and Lowe's. The company also sells a variety of products of its products on air and online on QVC, the world's largest direct-to-consumer marketer. So those second quarter results, they did show tremendous growth in terms of revenues, up 69% to $7 million from $4.1 in the same period last year. The company broke into profitability in that quarter. It has been profitable for the last couple quarters, just marginally so, though. They made $24,000 in earnings in that quarter, but it did reverse a loss in the same period last year of around $277,000. Now, where is this growth being driven from? It stems directly from the company's strategy of focus on selling its products into the prepared food markets, ready-to-eat meals and sandwich shop areas that are located on fresh food perimeter of major retailer and grocery stores. It is a trend that we continue to see growing, these easy-to-eat, ready-to-eat meals or easy-to-prepare meals, and the company is taking advantage of that. If we look at the last 3 years, good solid revenue growth. 2015, $12 million in revenues, up to $12.6 in 2016. A real step up last year to $18 million, and we're seeing stronger growth even this year. Some recent news from the company. The company signed an LOI recently, or a letter of intent to acquire its manufacturing operations. This proposed transaction is expected to be immediately accretive and increase EBITDA by $1.5 to $2 million this year alone. So, if that goes through, it should be, it's on the plus column in terms of driving its better valuations going forward. Our take on the company: operations seem to be growing, heading in the right directions. Mama Mancini's is a small food company, primarily selling meatballs. Despite this seemingly small market, they have a presence in several big box grocery chains and are in every single Sam's Club, Stop and Shop, Publix, and Giant stores in the U.S. They are consistently growing their top line at 40% plus every year, and they did just achieve profitability. All these are pluses. There is some expensive debt here in the company. Mama Mancini's had to secure a substantial amount of financing to fund losses since it became a public company in 2013. Over this time, they accumulated around $15 million in accumulated losses. About $8 million of those financing still show up on the balance sheet today in the form of some expensive debt and preferred shares. So this is a risk. The company will have to refinance some of that debt. It is also an opportunity if they are able to refinance that debt at lower levels. It should help earnings going forward. It's growing at a rapid rate, and if they can refinance that expensive debt, there is a potential for a jump in earnings going forward. We see it as high risk, but there is potential for high rewards here. We monitor the stock at present, and we are looking for a true profit breakthrough before we participate. It is a company that we have, again, on our monitor list.